to solve my problems. Or sometimes I think you have to solve my problems. But I never say, God needs to solve my problems. It's either me or it's another human being. Why? Because we can't see God. Because we don't trust God. Because we don't believe that God can do it. Because we have a lack of faith or trust. Because we are so self-important. How many times in your life have you thought to yourself, I am so stupid, I can't do anything right. And then have you stopped to listen to what God's trying to answer you? God wants you to know that's not true. That's a lie. That's Satan. That's evil coming in and trying to infect you with dis-ease, discomfort. And the only reason why Satan and evil are doing this is because Satan wants to separate you from God. If you have a really close relationship with God, Satan can't get in there. My grandparents, when my grandparents would go to bed at night, remembering that they were in their 80s, my grandparents would always hug each other really, really tight, give each other a kiss, and say goodnight. And when my cousins and I were down at their house, we always wanted to get in on the hugging. But this was their special time. And so they would get really close to each other so that none of us could get in between them. The next time you're with God, make sure nothing gets in between you and God. Whether it is your own manifestations in your brain, thinking you're not good enough. I'm too fat. I'm too old. I'm too broken. I'm too. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not tall enough. I don't have good hair. I have a bad toe. Every time you think those things, you allow evil to come and get you. You're just allowing evil to put more and more space between you and God. Don't do it. And don't let anybody else do it either. You are God's holy child. God created you the way God wanted you to be. You look exactly like you need to look. Yeah, we could all lose 10 pounds, so what? You are beautiful and wondrous and amazing to God. How many times do we see a brand new baby? And to be very, very honest about it, brand new babies look pretty much alike. Sorry, I know that might offend some parents, but they do. It's only a few days later they start getting character in their face or in their hands or whatever. When they're born, they look pretty much the same. And yet, that same is gorgeous and beautiful in our sight and in God's. Do you not understand? You are like that child to God, no matter what your age is. You are beautiful and wondrous and miraculous. Other people will come and will say to you, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, you're terrible, you're not a good da-da, you're whatever. That's Satan trying to put things in between you and God. And it's lies. You may not be good enough for so-and-so, but you don't have to be good enough for so-and-so. So-and-so just needs to be good enough for God. And so do you. So God comes and says, no, don't listen to that person, listen to me. I love you and you're precious. And so what if you made a mistake? I didn't create you perfect. I created you human, and I created you beautiful, and I created you wondrous. And don't worry. if other people think that your nose is too big. So what? I think your nose is beautiful. And many people don't think you're acting the way you should because you decide to dress up for Halloween on a Sunday when the minister said it was okay. And other people are looking at you going, you look weird. It's okay. It doesn't matter because God's proud of you. You have joy in your heart and love in your heart and community in your heart. God is greater than every single thing on this earth. God is greater than any disease. God is greater than any injury. God is greater than any fire. God is greater than any flood. God is greater than anything on this earth. You don't need the approval of some idiot who is so insecure in themselves that they have to come and attack you. You don't need that person. You need God, who looks down and smiles and gives you a little pat on the shoulder and said, you're just the greatest. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're alive. I'm so glad I made you the way I made you. You are wondrous. Love God. Love your neighbor. Our other half of our job is to let each other know what God thinks of each other. In other words, I need to tell Tammy that her hair looks absolutely stunning today. I need to tell Ruth that I'm so glad somebody came as RBG because I really wanted to do that. I need to tell Rex and Patty that I'm so glad they're sitting here in church. You know what you need to do. Do it from the heart. Do it from the soul. I have to look back there and say, hey, Sue! We love you!
Thank you.
Isn't that so much better than being ugly and angry? You can be like God. You have to choose that. Let us pray. Almighty God, nobody is greater than you. No thing is better than you. No trouble, no worry, no stress, no fear, no anger, no grief is better or stronger than you. Let us totally lean on you when we need to and not be afraid to do that. Let us walk with you in those times that things are pretty okay. Let us thank you for the blessings you put in front of us. Let us be strong in our faith and our treatment of others. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is, I know for some people, one of our favorite songs. We're going to sing verses 1 and 3 of How Great Thou Art, because there just isn't any other song that's better to illustrate what I just preached.